Good evening. First of all, can I thank Gavin and the Foundation for Science and Technology for organising what's turned out to be a really timely event. And I would also like to extend my thanks to the Royal Society for providing such a wonderful venue, and I'm sorry I can't be there to see it, but I'm really looking forward to hearing what you've been talking about in the panel events after this as well. Now, as Minister for Technology and the Digital Economy, I'm really proud of this government's aim to become a science and technology superpower, growing a stronger, more innovative economy with better jobs and bold discoveries, which make a real difference to British people's lives and livelihoods. Our plan is unapologetically ambitious, and we're taking decisive steps to deliver on those ambitions through the publication of our national semiconductor strategy. From mobile phones through to computers and cars, we all know that semiconductors are at the core of today's technologies, but they're just as essential for our efforts to lead the world in technologies of tomorrow. And those technologies will bring tangible benefits to British businesses and British people in every corner of the country. AI can accelerate the discovery of life-saving drugs. Quantum computing can provide a backup to the satellite systems that keep our nation safe. And transformative telecoms like standalone 5G can improve the safety, speed, and efficiency of industry and open up new possibilities for our public services. But none of that is possible without the semiconductors. Now, after the obvious candidates, crude oil, refined oil, and cars, semiconductors are the fourth most traded product in the world. And as the tech revolution picks up the pace, they're going to matter more than ever. So the National Semiconductor Strategy sets out our plan to stay right at the forefront of that revolution by building on our foundation and core strengths in semiconductor technologies. The opportunities here are enormous, from growing an innovative economy fit for the future at home to building a strategic advantage on an increasingly competitive global stage. But even as we look to seize those opportunities, we're clear-eyed about the risks. Semiconductors are fundamental to many of the technologies which are critical for keeping our people healthy and safe, from medical ventilators right the way through to fighter jets. But their supply chains are vulnerable, and hostile states can seek to acquire semiconductor technical advantage to the detriment of our national security. So in the face of those risks, this government and this strategy is clear. We cannot and must not allow the cybersecurity of the hardware behind every device powering modern life to be compromised in any way. So our vision, informed by and delivered hand in hand with industry, will enable the UK to secure world-leading positions in the new semiconductor technologies of the future over the next 20 years. The strategy sets out three key objectives for developing that division of that vision: growing the UK sector through building on our strengths, making our supply chains more resilient, and taking steps to protect our security. So let me begin with the first of those: growing the UK sector. The UK has enormous strength in the sector, from compound semiconductors to R&D, IP, and chip design. And in this strategy, we've chosen to double down on each of those areas of expertise where we have a strong foothold, enabling us to secure our position in the global market. The government already provides extensive support to industry, and we're going to continue to celebrate our sector's success. But going forward, we will seek to accelerate the generation of new companies and innovative new technologies in our area of focus. Getting that support right starts with listening to businesses, and that's exactly what we've done, starting with infrastructure, startups, and skills. Businesses have told us that the cost of accessing critical equipment and infrastructure and skills are some of the most significant barriers to growth. And it's those barriers which this strategy will address, not through action by government alone, but through partnership with industry and academia. So through the strategy, we're investing up to £200 million over the years 2023 to 25, and up to £1 billion in the next decade to support our sector. And we're also launching a new UK semiconductor infrastructure initiative, supporting our businesses to access the software tools and manufacturing equipment that they need to design, prototype, pilot, and produce innovations. This is about supporting businesses of all sizes. We're determined to create a dynamic semiconductor sector here in the UK, and that means encouraging our youngest businesses, our spin-outs, startups, and scale-ups to succeed. Now, to do that, we'll be launching a pilot incubator program supporting startup semiconductor companies in the UK to get the tools they need to grow and thrive. We want to support businesses, big and small, in every part of the sector. And that's why the government will announce plans by the autumn to further support the competitiveness of the semiconductor manufacturing sector that is so critical, both to the UK tech ecosystem and to our national security. But retaining that competitiveness starts, just like any sector, with getting the right people with the right skills. We understand that accessing talent can be a challenge in this sector, and we put education right at the heart of our science and technology framework, with plans to improve STEM all the way from classrooms to graduate labs. But this strategy also announces specific help for the sector by supporting doctoral training to maximise opportunities for British people and ensure that industry has access to highly skilled people with the right qualifications for the job. And it goes without saying that in the development of this strategy, we've listened to businesses, academics, and leading industry figures in these areas. And I can assure you that we'll continue to do so as we seek to deliver this. And that's why we've also announced the creation of a new UK semiconductor advisory panel, bringing together key figures from industry and government and academia to realise our vision and to shape the future of the sector in the UK, driving innovation and delivering high-skilled, well-paid jobs for British people. Now, the advisory panel will be co-chaired by myself alongside Dr. Jalal Begali, who quite fortuitously is joining us today. He'll be on the stage with you this evening. But if we're going to set up our semiconductor sector for success in the future, we have to look beyond our own borders. And so that takes me on to the second objective of the strategy, building supply chain resilience and safeguarding the UK against supply chain disruption. The semiconductor supply chain is global and it's complex. No country can feasibly possess an end-to-end supply chain, and so there are no easy answers here. And we've learned from the pandemic that shocks to the supply can do and will happen. So we have to ensure as best we can that we safeguard a reliable supply of semiconductors to the UK, including individual components and within finished goods. And so to do that, we have to take decisive actions domestically, even as we collaborate with our international partners. So we work with our suppliers to our critical industries, including to the UK's critical national infrastructure, to understand and address risks to their chip supply, encouraging cooperation and transparency to improve resilience. But we'll also pursue bilateral and multilateral engagement with a coordinated approach to these shared challenges with like-minded nations, with our friends in the US, Europe and Japan, where just last week the Prime Minister signed the Hiroshima Accord to deepen our collaboration on R&D skills and supply chain resilience. But even as we are open to international collaboration, we remain absolutely committed to doing all we need to protect the UK against security risks arising from semiconductor technologies. And that takes me to the third objective of the strategy. The first duty of government is clearly to protect its people. And that's what we've done, and we will continue to do, by making full use of the levers that we have to protect our most sensitive semiconductor companies and technologies from those that would jeopardise our national security, including those areas where we hold a critical advantage. So we've taken action through the National Security and Investment Act, as well as our export control regime. And our strategy makes clear that this will continue. But where we can provide greater clarity to industry, we will do so. In a world where technology is more and more connected, we also need to be able to trust the devices we use, to know the technology that we rely on in our businesses, our infrastructure and homes is secure from attack. So we're building on the UK's existing experience in hardware security, investing in programs like our Digital Security by Design program to help secure the products of the future against cyber attacks. This ambitious strategy represents the culmination of collaboration by government, industry, and academia to deliver for the semiconductor sector, and a vital stepping stone in our mission to become and cement our role as a science and tech superpower. From growing the UK sector with the right infrastructure, skills, and support for startups, to improving the resilience of our supply chains and protecting our national security, we have a vision for the future. Now, the vision is different from those of other countries, but it should be, because it doesn't focus on what's right for those countries, it focuses on doing what is best for Britain. And by growing the economy, providing highly skilled, well-paid jobs, and boosting transformative tech, I'm confident that it will succeed. Now, thank you for your time this evening. Unfortunately, as I say, I'm sorry I can't join you. One day in the future, we may have a deep fake avatar or something like that delivering this speech for you. But in the meantime, you have to deal with yesterday's technology of a recording on a mobile phone. But I look forward to catching up with you to see what you've said, as I say, in the discussion. Thank you for everything you do to make this a vibrant sector for us and delivering the possibilities for tomorrow. I'm looking forward to continuing to work with you to make this strategy reality. Thank you.